Joining me now in studio, boy, it's that time of year. It's Bill and Char Carlson. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you? Good morning, Jeff.
Good. Thank you so much for coming in today. Must be Christmas or close to it.
It is Christmas, and St. John's again this year is working hard preparing Christmas dinner for anybody in the community that wants to come in.
Boy, they've been doing this for quite a few years now.
14 years or
14
something.
14 years.
Some very long time. I'm getting so old, I can't remember.
Now, have you come in here each of those 14 years?
No.
I was trying to recall.
We've come in many years. Again, I don't remember how long it's been.
I don't either.
I think our committee's been in charge of it for about 10 years.
Okay.
It's been at St. John's since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The Moravian Church were the originators of the Christmas dinner, and the Moravian Church actually did Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And now St. John's does Christmas, Laura Baker does Thanksgiving, and the Moravian Church, I believe, still does Easter.
Boy, a little history behind that.
There is a lot of history, and it's grown. I mean, the main reason it moved to St. John's was because it was growing so rapidly.
Yeah, and for those of you who are unfamiliar, each year there is a Christmas dinner held at St. John's Church, as we just mentioned. It's free and open to the public, and everybody's welcome to attend.
That's right, and the food is all home-prepared. I'll use that term. It's we put the turkeys in the oven at about 7 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
120 pounds of turkeys.
Wow.
We have meatballs, mm-hmm. which we don't prepare, but they're from IKEA, so people who know how good those good Swedish meatballs are
okay.
will forgive us for
I didn't know IKEA sold meatballs.
Oh, they sell wonderful meatballs. But then we have pies and cookies and bars and all kinds of Christmas salads. Brick Oven generously donates 24 dozen rolls, so you'll have good homemade rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Judy's Floral donates the flowers that are on the table. So it becomes a real community effort.
Yeah, St. John's considers this as, since we're celebrating the birth of Jesus, and we say, what should we do? Well, we want to outreach to the community. This is something not a recruiting device to get more members or anything like that. It's a gift to the community. You want to make that point. And so we invite anybody who doesn't have a place to be on Christmas morning, please come over. We're open from 11:30 to 1:30, and we got wonderful meals. We'll have some singing there probably, and lots of good friends to interact with. We got 300 of our closest friends coming for this dinner, and that's true every year. And it's really worked out nicely because they say, hey, there's some church members that come who don't have family here on that day, but anybody from the community. We've got people coming from all kinds of different backgrounds and so forth, and you don't have to check in. You just have to get in line, possibly drink a cup of punch before, because the line is long when we start off. But the things will be wonderful. The turkey is particularly well carved. We have a noted expert carving turkey.
An expert turkey carver.
Turkey
they
carver.
They make, like, designs right. out of it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. But you don't have to be a member of St. John's. You don't have to be Lutheran. You don't even have to have any type of religious affiliation
you
at
don't
all.
Have to be a community. You can drive from anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're up on the range someplace and you really want to come to a wonderful Christmas dinner, you know, drive down to Northfield. Maybe that's probably not in the cards, but it's anybody who comes to the door is welcome.
And it's free. There's no cost.
And you don't even have to come to the door if you're unable to do
right,
that.
Right. That's true.
That's correct. We will be delivering meals between 11:30 and 1:30. And the phone number to get on the list for a meals delivered is 645-4429. I'll repeat that. 645-4429.
Or you can just...
And St. John's is located at 500 3rd Street West.
If you forgot that number, look up in the directory, St. John's Church.
And, mm-hmm. and it's right there. And so you don't need a reservation to come eat.
No.
But
no.
if you do, you're trying to line up drivers and everything. So you,
right.
if you plan on having one delivered, that would be, you should probably call that.
Yes.
It helps particularly in that, we do have drivers lined up for the entire time. But if you don't call ahead for a meal delivered, you'll get later in the line to get your meal. But
right.
we'll deliver all the meals we can.
It's an interesting organization structure. We've got a large number of people from the church who volunteer to do all sorts of various jobs. We've got jobs well defined. We've got specific food needs, and people sign up to bring food and so forth. At sometimes some of these dinners and so forth are such, well, a few people in the church would just bring some stuff and come and work, that'd be really great. We don't do it that way. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because we're fundamentalist Northern European Lutherans or something, and we've got to have everybody's name signed on a schedule. So the point is that there's people there to take care of all the tasks that are needed to make this thing work out well, and it has in many years in the past. So well,
yeah, and that's a lot of people. I mean, feeding 300 people, it takes an army to feed an army.
It does, yes.
How many people, you have folks that have been doing that for years, families that get together on Christmas Day and do that?
It's really been fun. I can think of a couple of families that 10, 12 years ago, their children were 5, 6 years old and they were working and they're still there. It's part of their tradition every year to spend Christmas Day working at the church.
Now, do you need people still for help?
No, we're our lists are full.
Our lists are full, so we're really, really set to go.
All the food has been signed up for. For instance, we have 25 pies coming.
Wow.
And they'll be good pies.
They'll be well home cooked and so forth. And in terms of volunteers, interesting, last night I was talking to a young boy at 3 or 4 at church, and he says, I want to help. I want to come and help. I said, okay, you come at this particular time. It turns out our granddaughter, who's 15, is coming from Washington, and she's going to be assigned. So we'll have this little four-year-old work with her.
All right.
And that's been a number of cases, and so a number of those people now are college age. Started out at age 4, and they're helping out. So we think it's a really fun time, and we'd like people to come and enjoy that. And so it's a gift to the community. I mean,
all right.
So please come. So thank you very much for having us on.
It's always wonderful that you come in here every year. We really appreciate that. And boy, just the work that all the people do in preparation for this, and it's all just, it brings the community closer. It's one of those things that make Northfield a great place to live.
Exactly. We think it's important.
You know,
part of Northfield.
It's not just Bill and I heading up this committee. The committee that does the planning for this is Ted Peterson, Howie Thorshine, John and Jay Ronisved, and Bill and I. And we start meeting in October. We have 1 or 2 meetings in the year to go over what needs to be done, and the rest of it is all done by email.
Wow.
It's just fun to work on.
Does everyone cook a turkey and bring it in?
No.
They're all cooked right there?
They're all cooked right there.
Wow.
We'll pick up turkeys tomorrow. We'll let them thaw in the refrigerator for a few days, and then Christmas morning we'll get over there a little before 7 and sort of pop them in the ovens, and by 10:30, they're ready for me to carve.
All right.
And so we'll go at that, and it'll be really fun.
So you're the expert carver.
I'm really good at, you know, if somebody wants to hire me, we can work out a deal. I mean, I've done it once a year for the last 10 years, so I think it's good experience.
Well, and for our listeners out there, I can vouch for him. He has all of his fingers, so we're good to go.
Actually, he doesn't, but that was because of a woodworking accident.
Oh. Well, there you go.
I walked
into that one. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for
appreciate it.
And Merry Christmas to everybody in your audience.
And again,
our happy holidays.
Sure.
Really send our greetings out to the community.
So Christmas Day, 11:30 to 1:30 at St. John's here in Northfield. And if you need a meal delivered or a couple or three meals delivered, the phone number is 645-4429.
All right. Well, thank you once again.
Thank you
for having us. It's a wonderful thing, and we'll talk to you, I'm sure, before next year, but if not, you've got a date lined up.
This is a great town. We see you a lot.
365 days from now, we'll have you right back here.
All right.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
That is Bill and Char Carlson. Once again, Christmas dinner at St. John's Church coming up on Christmas Day.